96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. Man, Deborah Cox, I like that. It's called Easy Way.
Nice new music. Okay, so look, we're trying to get through this coronavirus crisis the easy way, and we need some clarity on things. Really scary big issue of a stay-at-home from Maryland is issued. So we are counting on our good friend, County Executive Angela, also Brooks Prince George's County. She's on the line with a little bit of clarity in these uncertain times.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I didn't know whether it was whether I was on or not. Thank you so much for allowing me to share some updates with you all.
We're looking to you to help us figure out what we can and cannot do right now. So,
oh, my gosh.
Well,
you know, the stay-at-home order actually, it's been progressive, and that's been a good thing. I think people have slowly gotten the idea that because the virus is so contagious and because it's spreading so rapidly that we have to social distance and we have to focus on hygiene. But the stay-at-home order, I think, really is just another progressive step. I think for the most part, people are staying home, and they just recognize that there are essential areas that they can go out for, and that's food, medicine essentially, or medical purposes, and financial services. I think if you think about it in terms of those categories, then it helps people to understand what is still acceptable. Food for medical interventions or medicine, and for financial services, going to the bank, for example.
And so I think people are a little concerned about the possibility of getting arrested, I think, and being in violation, you know, for that clarity, you know what I mean? So I think that's the part that has people concerned. And I think also the clarity. So the food, will the restaurants still be open but doing the curbside, or does that stop?
So the restaurants are still open. They still do the takeout only. They'll still be doing the deliveries. So those things won't stop. So the restaurants and okay. the other establishments, the Chick-fil-A's, et cetera, will still be open for people to be able to get food. And we also, again, so for medical appointments or if you need to go to the CVS or some other pharmacy to get medicine, that's still acceptable. Or financial services, you got to get to the ATM to get some money. So those are the things that are still acceptable. And you know what? Everyone should understand right now these are life-saving measures. This is not for us to be able to restrict people's freedoms and movement just because. So we're not interested in arresting people. That's the worst thing. That's a burden on the system. We want people to comply. You know, it's like the last step is really enforcement. We hope it would be a shame if we had to enforce this because this is to save lives. And so this is please, everyone, just comply. That's really what we want. We don't want to put even our frontline folks, our law enforcement officers, in harm's way either. We don't want to have to interface with the public in this way.
We have so many more questions, so we will be calling back. We need answers from people who are in positions of power, like Angela, also Brooks.
And we have more with her coming up. 96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. And again, this Monday has been pretty interesting. We started with a stay-at-home order from our governor, and then D.C. followed suit. We're live from the Almar Manor.
Yes.
We're social distancing.
Now, D.C., Maryland, Virginia all have stay-at-home orders. And on the line, we have Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks. She has a major message, and it sounds pretty frightening, really. But when you break it down, it's what we've been doing. It's just to another level now. So what is that major message you want people to know or to do?
We want them to just stay home so that all of us can be safe. When we're safe, we need to contain this virus. If you look at the numbers, this time last week, last Monday, we were reporting probably 200-plus positive. We're over 1,400 just a week later. It is escalating quickly, and that's the reason that we needed to do something to stop it.
And County Executive, let's talk about how many people can gather. I know that the governor said today, please, by all means, go out, take a walk, walk your dog, but just make sure you're doing it with one or two people, somebody that you know is sort of what I got from that, and maintain that social distancing. Can you speak to that as far as making sure that you're keeping those numbers down that you're with when you go outside or when you just really go outside and come back into your house?
Okay, yeah, that's a great point. So again, It is, the spirit of it is that the distancing is what keeps the virus from spreading. So the reason that we're saying keep up, of course, if you want to get out to exercise with your family, with your immediate family members or the people in your household, you want to walk someplace, that's fine. They're still saying 10 or fewer in terms of in certain spaces. But the whole spirit of it is we are safer if you keep distances, then we're able to keep the virus from spreading because it is highly contagious is what we know now. That's the reason, even if you go to the grocery store, they have the tape on the floor now to help you understand what the 6 feet looks like. But that's what the spirit of it is that we don't want people gathered. We have people on basketball courts, still full basketball courts, playing basketball. This is not wise. This is not wise. We don't want, you know, we had to close down the playgrounds. We don't want your small children on the equipment. This is not wise. Again, in the spirit of it is we don't want this thing to spread. So we don't want block parties and people hanging out, you know, with this hosting parties at their houses. This is unsafe and unwise right now. And, you know, the other thing I have to say, Allison and Mark, is that people want to understand that this virus is indiscriminate. We were saying for a while that the elderly should be careful. But you know what? The age group that we're seeing the greatest damage is 40 to 50-something-year-old. Mm. And we're also seeing the younger people. So what I'm seeing so far and what we're seeing is the people who are sickest are between 40 and 50 years old. These are the people who are not making it. We're also seeing 20-year-olds. We had a 4-month-old. We have younger people, 30-year-old. We've lost people who have been 30. So this is very serious. And this is not affecting just one group of people. It's affecting everyone.
It is absolutely affecting everyone. It gives us comfort, though, to speak with you. County Executive Angela Alsobrooks from Prince George's County. But look, if you have questions, because we have questions, we know they're out there, call us. We want to hear from you. We're going to try to get them answered for you.
And the county executive is going to hang around. On the way, we got the mix, the Allison and Mark traffic check-in mix with DJ Herb. You know the deal. Call in. We're here for you on WHUR. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.